Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. It is Carla Johnson Old here for your Friday Pearls, where we discuss family, faith, business, and a lot of fun. I try to have a lot of fun. But before we get started, I just wanted to welcome you all. Wanted to give a special acknowledgement to Josie and Kayla. Thank you so, so much for having me to be a part of this very special ministry. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2019. And before we get started, let's do a prayer. We're going to pray right quick. Excuse me. It's always important before you begin anything is to begin it with prayer. Let's settle our spirit. Let's settle our heart. Sometimes we get bogged down with the day-to-day tasks and the things that are going on in our lives that we don't take the time to just sit down and meditate, just to be still for a few moments. So this afternoon, I'm going to push my little papers to the side that I have ready for today, and we're just going to sit for just a moment. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this afternoon, Lord God, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Thank you for your grace, your love, your peace, Lord God. Lord God, as we delve into your word this evening for a few minutes, Lord God, use me as your servant for your glory, Lord God. God, we just thank you, we praise you, we magnify your holy name, dear God. God, open our heads, open our hearts, open our minds,
and our spirit just to enjoy your word this afternoon or this morning or tonight, whatever part of the world you're in. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's turn to Matthew. Matthew, the eighth chapter, verses 22, or 23 rather, to, actually, let's go back. We're going to go back to verse 18. And I'm going to tie in the latter part, some of the different things that I found in this scripture. Matthew chapter 8, verse 18. Excuse me. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes. Foxes have dens. Birds have nests." Well, foxes have holes. Birds have nests. "But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own." All right, we're going to go to 23. Then Jesus got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a ferocious storm came upon the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us! Save us! We're going to drown!" He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Then the men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." We're going to jump into the word. And the word for this morning or this afternoon is step out. We need to step out. So as I first began to read this scripture back up in Matthew, but the eight chapter 8 and the verse 19, it says that he said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." So just letting you all know that when you're saved and you become a true disciple of Jesus and you're following Jesus, and that's your commitment, is to follow Jesus, and you say, you're putting yourself out there, you're stepping out, because no one knew really that Jesus was Jesus at this point in his ministry. So when you say, "Master, teacher, Jesus, Lord, I'm following you." So when you are following, you dedicate your life to following him, you're following him. And you say, "I'll go with you wherever you go." That's just when you're saying that, you're leaving yourself wide open, because you all know when you have a relationship with the Lord, you never know what you might encounter or what you might have to go through when you dedicate yourself to following Jesus. Trials, tribulations, oppositions come when you dedicate yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirit to following Jesus. Now, Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Now, we're going to look at this in the natural, and then we're going to look at this in the spiritual. Now, if we look at this in the natural, Jesus is saying,
I want you to know, before you dedicate and say, I'm going with you, Lord, you might not have a place to sleep at night, because the foxes have a hole, the birds have their nest, but Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head, because Jesus was about his Father's business. And he knew that everything he needed for the 33-year purpose that he was on earth, everything he needed was going to be provided for him. Now, when you say, I'll go with you wherever you go, he wanted this disciple to also remember that sometimes everything is not going to feel good. You're not going to be comfortable all the time. Now, I want you to flip and go with me in the spirit on this one. Now, spiritually, when you say you're going to follow Jesus, you may not always have a spiritual person to talk to, a physical spiritual person to talk to. But that's where that trust in God comes. That trust in Jesus comes in. That trust in the Holy Spirit comes in. It comes right there when you look at this from a spiritual perspective, that everything is going to be provided for you. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, Jesus wants us to remember that things are going to be provided for us. And we will come through some situations, we will go through some circumstances, but Jesus is just reminding us today, March the 22nd, that we are going to go through some things. Now let's go down to the next verse. And another disciple said to him, Lord, first let me go bury my father. But Jesus told him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. So this is what I see in this scripture. At this juncture in my life, this is what I see spiritually. The people who you thought were going to be with you, you know, my ride or die, my ace boom coon, this is who's going to be with me through thick and thin, that person that say blood is thicker than water, all of this kind of stuff. Those people are not able to be with you all the time. You have to, as you go and follow Christ, you are going to have to shed some of those people. Those people may not mean you any good. You're going to have to shed some of those people. I was in a conference a few years ago, and the diagram that was given, I'm going to try to describe this so you all can see it. The diagram that was given was a bunch of dots on the board, just a bunch of random dots all over a board. And let's just say 500 dots all over this board. Now, when I was a child in elementary school, up until 10 years old, you have all of these 500 dots on this board. And those represented people. The 500 people that you were connected to, the principal at the school, the assistant principal at the school, guidance counselors, your friends, your so-called friends. And, you know, I was very outgoing. So, and, you know, when you're outgoing, even if you're not so outgoing, you know a lot of people. Yes, I know Miss Smith, I know Miss Jones, I know Miss Johnson, I know Miss Hopkins, I know Miss Pickens, I know this person, I know that person. And you become, those are the people that are in your world, your teachers, all of your teachers from kindergarten to fifth grade, and in my case, from nursery school to fifth grade, you know all of these people. So you got 500 dots, including family members. You got dots, 500 dots. Well, then when you go to middle school, you don't hang with the people from elementary school and nursery school so much. Some people have died, and or you don't see those people as regularly as you used to. So we cut those dots down. Let's cut those dots down to about 350. Still a nice big number. When you go to high school, but once you go to high school, you're focused on going to college, getting out of high school, going to trade school, the next step in your life. So you're concentrating. And your circle gets smaller. So you're down to about 200 people because you've left those people in middle school and you're concentrating on those people. And then after that, you go to college. So you've left those people that were in high school, middle school, elementary, nursery. People have died. People have moved away. You have had several transitions. So you're down to about 50 people in college you get close to. So my point is, as you go and you grow, your interests change. The people around you change. And as you get older, it's going to change. And then pretty soon, once you get married, have children, have your family, it's going to be an even smaller circle. Your circle could be down to 5 or 10 people. Somebody once told me, if you can count your friends on one hand, you have a good amount of friends. If you have 5 friends, you have a good amount of friends. Not just the surface friends, hey, how you doing? I mean the real friends that you can call and talk to on a daily basis, or those friends that you can relate to, or those friends that can relate to you as well. So as your circle gets smaller, your circle is going to change from time to time. So, but it's okay. It's all right that your circle changes. And let the dead bury the dead also means, in the spiritual sense, those people that are involved in activities that may, or let's say illegal activities, or the spiritually, they're dead. You have moved on from them spiritually. You have moved on from them emotionally. So let them take care of them. Just push them to the side while you go over here and handle God's business. God is preparing you for the next step in Him, for the next steps in building the kingdom. Now, our topic was step out. So once you come and you tell Jesus, I'm going to follow you wherever you go, you're stepping out, and you're stepping out in faith, which brings us to verse 23. Then Jesus, got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. And suddenly a ferocious storm came upon the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, save us. We are going to drown. He replied, O ye of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. So this passage speaks to our faith. Now, you've already decided you're going to be a disciple up in the previous verses. You've already said, I'm going to be committed. Wherever you go, Lord, I'm going. I'm going, Lord. I have let the dead bury their dead. I've gotten rid of everything that I need to get rid of. Lord, I'm here. I'm pure. I'm ready to go. Well, once you have made that type of commitment to the Lord, when the wind comes, when the waves come, when life's challenges come, when you're trying to take a square peg and stick it in a round hole, or take a round peg and stick it in a square hole, you have to remember that Jesus is right there with you.
Now, in this passage, Jesus was down in the bottom of the boat asleep. Some scholars have said that Jesus didn't even hear the wind and the waves because he was asleep. Jesus didn't pay attention to the winds and the waves because he was sleeping so hard. Now, the disciples go down and they wake Jesus up. Jesus, you know, you're down here sleeping. And it's a storm up there, Lord. We got water coming in everywhere. We trying to put water out. People are hollering and screaming. Jesus, and you down here asleep. You sleeping on us, Jesus. But Jesus wants you to know, don't have that type of little faith. And the word says all you need is a faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. So whatever you are going through today, whatever you're encountering today, I want you to know to just step out. Step out on your faith. If God has given you a vision, or better yet, when God gives you instruction, if God has given you instructions, you're one of his disciples, he's going to show you things. He's going to tell you things. Be on guard. Be ready. Be ready to step out. Step out on faith. And it only takes just one step. As you begin to step out and go through, God will continue to reveal himself, to reveal himself, to reveal himself. Every little step of the way, God will continue to reveal himself. And when you feel like you're in a boat and the winds are crashing and thrashing all around you, all you have to do is wake up the Jesus in you. The Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. And all we have to do is say, Jesus, Jesus, we need some help here. Jesus, I need some help here. Whether it's financial, mental, physical, emotionally, socially, whatever it is. Jesus, I need some help. I need some help, Jesus. All you got to do is just shake him, wake him. I need some help. And the Lord will be right there for you. And one thing that I really like about this scripture is this last part right here. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. And, you know, that reminds me of how people are sometimes. You know, people see you broke down. And what did it say? Broke, busted, and disgusted. They see you broke down and tired. You may be a single parent, bags under your eyes. You barely making ends meet, driving a raggedy car or whatever. But then you begin to fast. You begin to pray. You begin to ask, you begin to seek, you begin to knock, and you begin to do everything that you need to do to handle your business and to handle your relationship with the Lord. And people around you, they have seen you struggle year after year, day after day, month after month. They have seen you struggle, and they just look around now in amazement because of what God has brought you through. And on the other side was all of your blessings that God has brought you through. And people look around in amazement. Just ask, oh, my gosh, who is this? But what they don't know is that God was with you all along through your process. God was with you while you were processing. God was with you all the way through everything and every obstacle that you were encountering. And then that's like the lady at the well. People want to know, who is this God that you speak of? Who is this Jesus that you speak of? Because people will look around in amazement. Jesus stepped out on that boat. He said, stop. Everybody stop. Let's let this wind and the waves and the thrashing, let's let all of this just stop. And sometimes that's what we have to do. Jesus, come help us. Jesus, rescue me from the situation. Throw your hands up. Jesus, I'm drowning. It's okay. when you go to your closet, you go to your secret closet, go wherever you are, a private space by yourself, throw your hands up and say, God, just stop this. Just stop it. And Jesus is able to just step right into your situation. Step out. Jesus is able to step out up and step out in your situation and just stop everything that is going on in your situation. Now, it's up to us, of course. We have to be willing to drop our pride and be willing to let the Lord use us in our situation so that when you kind of feel the wind thrashing and the boat rocking a little bit, you have to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to help me go to the next step. I need you to help me go to the next step. We need to go to this place. So God is going to be with you. Jesus is going to be with you. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. And he said, I sent you the Holy Spirit as a comforter to give you peace. So just remember, the world, maybe you feel like your world is just about to crash and burn. But this afternoon, I just came to give you a little bit of hope, a little bit of peace, just to let you know that God loves you. And just go ahead and start stepping out. Step out into areas that you need to step out into, whether it's in the marketplace, it's at church, it's at home. Step out into these areas. Have the faith to step out, step up, and invite Jesus around you to help you with your situation. Now, it's about time for me to go, so I just want to leave you all with a special prayer. Let us pray. Lord, as we come to you this afternoon, thank you and praise you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing in our lives, Lord. Lord, give us the courage, the energy, the tenacity to step out, Lord God. Give us that ferocious spirit within us, Lord God, to just step out on faith, step out on your word, knowing that when you are with us, there's no way we can lose in any situation that we may encounter. Lord God, we just thank you, we praise you, we lift you up, and we magnify your holy name on today, Lord God. We praise you once again, Jesus, and we thank you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord God, if there are any sick on the line, any family members, Lord God, we ask that you continue to touch them, Lord God. Give them strength. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my fellow caregivers. Give them strength. Give them wisdom too, Lord God. It's hard when you're caring for someone else, Lord. But we thank you. We praise you. We know that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. We thank you once again, Jesus, for this opportunity, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today is March the 22nd, and it looks like, let me look on the calendar, it looks like I won't be back with you all again until April the 12th. Now, April the 12th, I'm going to try to have a special guest on April the 12th. So I look forward to being with you all in a couple of weeks. Thank you so, so much for joining me today, and have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.